This is the article about the gap in aging at home. 81% of Canadian seniors want to age at home. Only 26% expect it's possible. That gap, 55 percentage points between aspiration and expectation, has been repeatedly flagged in Canadian aging research, and it is widely misread. The instinctive interpretation is that aging in place fails because of care needs. Because older adults eventually require medical support, physical assistance, or supervision that a home environment cannot provide. That is true for some, but it is not what drives the gap for the majority. The majority of that gap is an orchestration problem. For an active, independent senior, someone managing a full life with competence and intention, aging in place is not primarily a medical challenge. It is a coordination challenge. It requires managing medications with increasing complexity, coordinating between multiple healthcare providers whose systems do not speak to each other, keeping track of warranties, maintenance schedules, financial renewals, and government benefits, staying connected with family without becoming dependent on them, knowing when to act on a health signal and when not to worry. None of these are care needs. They are orchestration needs, and they accumulate. When orchestration breaks down, what happens is not a medical event. It is a series of small things slipping, a bill goes unpaid, an appointment is missed. A medication is taken twice or not at all. A renewal lapses. A checking gets forgotten. Each one is small. Together, they compound into the feeling that life is becoming unmanageable. That feeling, more than any specific incident, is what drives older adults and their families to conclude that aging in place is not possible. The technology industry has approached this wrong. It has built products that treat older adults as care recipients. Medical alert pendants, fall detectors, pill dispensers with cameras. Each one solves a real problem, but each one assumes the user is on the edge of needing care. The bitter market, the active independent older adult who is not on that edge, gets nothing built for them. They get the same consumer apps everyone else gets, with the same fragmentation, the same coordination burden, the same mental load. MyNavi is built for this gap, not as a medical device, as an orchestration layer for a life that is full, intentional, and increasingly complex. The premise is that an active older adult does not need help being capable. They need help carrying the coordination load that capability requires in 2026. The promise is simple. The mental tax of remembering to remember drops. The corners of life get watched. The right thing arrives at the right time with the decision already made. Aging in place stops feeling like a near impossible aspiration. It starts feeling like the natural arrangement it always should have been, not because the person changed. Because the system around them finally caught up to how they actually live.